Hey guys, it's Emma.
And Shannon.
And welcome back to our podcast, She's an Engineer.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in this week. In today's episode, we have a festive episode and we actually have a gift guide that we're going to talk about. So we're going to give you different gift ideas for friends, significant others, parents, siblings, and coworkers slash bosses. So hope you enjoy this chattier episode and maybe gives you some gift inspiration.
And also side note that this will be our last episode before the holidays and the new year. So yes, we won't be releasing another episode after this one until the new year.
Yeah, so hope you have a happy holidays.
Yes. Okay, so why don't we start off with gifts for friends and significant others. Mm-hmm. So I guess like one idea that I've had for like friends and significant others is if you travel to a certain place, like last year I traveled to like Quebec and mm-hmm. I came back with like maple candies and I came back with like maple butter for people, the maple butter that I still have to give to Shannon, and I gave it to our friend Tiffany when I saw her, but I haven't seen Shannon since. Mm-hmm. So I still have to give that to you. But something like that, something like a local item. Like I remember mm-hmm. one year for my birthday, you got me like boysenberry jam, was it?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. Yeah, sorry yes. about that. Mm-hmm. Huckleberry jam, and it was so good. And it was like local from like Montana. So I thought that was like a really great gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think along with like traveling and picking up gifts when you're traveling, like you mentioned, if you have friends on different sides of the country, maybe sending them local specialties in your area or like something, you know, with a theme from wherever you're living, especially yeah. if you have long distance friends.
Exactly. I think I might as well just like mail you the things that I've gotten you because it's kind of been too long. So mm-hmm. I'll have
yeah,
to do that.
Let me know.
Yeah.
If you have outdoorsy friends or significant others, let's see, depending on like how, what activities they're into, I feel like you can give mm-hmm. them an activity-based gear item. I think a raincoat is a very practical gift to give someone who's outdoorsy. Mm-hmm. You can always give wool socks. If they're into skiing or snowboarding, you can give them like hats or gloves or mittens. I think a lot of the outdoorsy people are really practical. So yes. probably something in that realm.
Maybe if they need new like ski goggles or something, oh, yeah. you could get that ski for goggles. Them. Yeah. Yes. And also I think another good gift idea, maybe for people who like hiking or camping mm-hmm. would be like one of those backpacks. I think Camelback sells them, but they like have like a water reservoir stored in like, yeah, into the backpack. Yes. I think that would be a mm-hmm. good gift if they don't already have something like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then something similar is like really small backpacks for traveling. I know mm-hmm. REI has like some practical backpacks. So you can use that when you're traveling or when you're biking and commuting to work. And then along with clothes, you could probably get, you know, gear related items. Mm-hmm. Harder to do like sizing for things, but maybe like bike parts if they're really into biking or any other outdoor gear.
Yeah. Also, like, I think just for like anyone, mm-hmm. especially I think women, like fleece line, like pants oh, are yes. a really great gift because they'll definitely be used like in the winter mm-hmm. months, especially if they're into, you know, the winter sports or even just like hiking in the winter, it gets really cold. So.
Yes. And then for men, you can get flannel lined jeans to keep okay. you warm in the winter too. So that along with like wool base layers, I actually recently got myself a wool base layer for snowboarding because REI is having a sale at the moment.
Oh,
so if you need some
cool.
inspiration, go to REI.
That's definitely good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe for people who are into camping though, you could get them more like camping gear, like if they don't have like maybe like a camping stove or like ooh. If they want to like dehydrate their items, getting them like even like a dehydrator. If people are like hiking like long distances or camping for like a more extended period of time, they might want to mm-hmm. dehydrate their food so they can compact it and bring it with them.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea. You could also give them a headlamp. Mm-hmm. Or some sort of lantern too.
Yeah, or like a water filter. Everyone always needs like a mm-hmm. water filter. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And the next type of people that you could get gifts for is maybe for like artsy people. So I think good gifts for any artsy person would be like, I don't know, like I really love like a paint and sip class or like a terrarium building class. I did a terrarium building class last year and it was a lot of fun. It might be for people who are more into plants, but also for artsy people, you know, any like ceramics class or like ceramic painting class. You could also get them, you know, just like more art supplies, like some really good brushes or some nice paints. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good. And then we have maybe some gift ideas for bookworms in your life or people who really like cozy gifts. And I feel like this is my go-to category. I love giving people cozy gifts, especially in the winter. It's just so fun. So you can always give people like hand-knitted or maybe from a local company knitted blankets. I think that's a good go-to. You can give them maybe a copy of a book that you don't think they've read or that you recommend for them to read, or maybe their favorite book, like a specialty version of one of their favorite books.
Yeah.
You could also do some sort of fun coffee mug or maybe like some specialty hot cocoa powder.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And then in this category, you could also give them like nice slippers, indoor, outdoor slippers, and any sort of loungewear I think fits well too.
Yeah. Also, I think 1 year or a couple of years ago, I saw a friend got like a comfy for Christmas and it looked so comfortable. And I think that's like a really good, you know, gift idea for people who want to be comfortable.
Yeah, and that's pretty easy because you don't really have to know anyone's size too.
Yeah, exactly. Any socks, I think.
Yeah.
Any fuzzy socks, things like that.
Anything that also I think adds to their reading environment. So a nice candle.
Yeah.
Or even like a funky lamp if it's like your significant other. Oh, or records or any CDs if they're into music.
Yeah. Also, I've been seeing like interesting like bookmarks. So like if you want like any bookmarks or if they're into, obviously if they're into reading, like any bookmarks I think is always a good idea. I personally hate like creasing pages when I'm reading books because I feel like it ruins the book. So those are always a good idea. And then just like bookends for like a shelf or something. To maybe something to like display their books.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next category of people is like people that are like into tech. So I think like a good gift for techie people might just be like if they're looking for like nice headphones or something, if you're willing to spend a little bit more money, I think headphones are a great gift. You know, everyone can always use some headphones or even like it's this isn't really tech, but it's like tech outdoorsy people. I feel like a solar powered power bank is always a really good idea because you don't really have to, you can charge it, but also you can just like it's basically chargeable when you're like outside in the sun, which I think is a really great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Also, like for traveling too, you can bring that with you. And then for headphones, because that's on my list this year, I think noise canceling headphones can be pretty beneficial. And then somewhat related, but if you're outdoorsy and you need new headphones, last year I got some kind of over-the-ear running headphones, which are not noise canceling, but that's on purpose because as you're running, like you want to be able to hear sirens or if like someone's walking close behind you. So it actually like projects the music in your ear, but you can still hear your surroundings.
So, that's a good idea. You'll have to send me that link because I think I need those.
Oh, yeah. Especially as like a woman walking when you're going on walks alone, you want to be able to like be aware of what's going on around you.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, I will say that for a lot of people, like the over-the-ear headphones are better than the on-ear headphones if you're like looking into headphones because over-the-ears tend to like work better for most people's like head shapes and like ear shapes and it doesn't like compress the ears, especially if they have like earrings or something.
Good point. Yeah, and one more thing for techie people, if they're on their computer a lot, it could be good to give them like an ergonomic mouse or keyboard.
Oh.
Just like, you know, for their hand health to keep them from getting carpal tunnel or having any hand issues.
You know what? That's a great idea. Also, like, if this is for a significant other and, you know, that they would be into this and they, like, maybe work from home a lot, maybe, like, a sit-stand desk for when they work at home. Mm-hmm. But that would be more for, like, if you're willing to spend more and, like, you know for sure that this person is going to, like, use this item. Because it is, like, a bigger item.
Yeah, you can get, if they have a regular desk at their home office, you can actually get sit-stand converters, which are a little bit cheaper, and it just sits on the regular desk, but will go up to standing height if you don't want to do the full investment.
Yeah. And then also tech people who are, like, into cameras, maybe, you could also get, like, a camera bag, or you could go in with, like, other people to, like, get them a camera, like a... like a Nikon camera or something, because those are definitely like more expensive. Or if they're into like, you know, Polaroids, you could get them a Polaroid and some film.
Yeah, great ideas.
Yeah.
And then we have gifts for someone who's really into self-care / wellness. And I think a candle is also a good gift for these people, or any sort of item for like taking a bubble bath.
Yes.
Or nice shower gel. You can also give them skincare items if you know specifically what they like or what they're interested in trying as far as skincare goes, or makeup.
Yeah. Also, I will say, like, in terms of the bubble bath idea, I love that idea. But also, you could get them one of those, like little lap
trays.
Things. Yeah, the trays that you put on your bathtub, and you can put, like, an iPad or your phone there, which I personally, like, probably wouldn't do because I'm, like, too scared. But, you know, for people who would want to do that, you could put, like, a book there and then, you know, maybe, like, have a glass of wine. So I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, and like, something else that's not as outdoorsy but good for wellness, you can get them maybe a yoga mat or some sort of you know, leggings, yoga gear, or anything for their walks would be nice.
Yeah, or you could get them like a fitness class or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah I personally think like kickboxing is a really fun fitness class to do, so I would recommend that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next, I guess, category of items could be like something if you want to do something more like sentimental or handmade. And handmade, like, I guess you could get something that's like handmade from like Etsy, but you could also make something yourself. So like, you could make them maybe like a what's it called, one of those like hand crocheted like blankets. I always think that, or hand knitted blankets, I think that's like a really good gift idea. And actually, like, you think it takes a long time, but like, one time I made one and it took me, I think, like less than 3 hours, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah. And then I guess other sentimental gift ideas could include like painting for someone, or like, you know, making a scrapbook, or like doing like a photo collage type of thing, like if like especially for, I think, like a significant other, I think it would be cute to do like a little photo album and like leave notes.
Yeah, that is really cute. Or you could, you know, get one of your favorite pictures of like you and your significant other and get that either nicely framed, or buy a cheap frame and paint it or color it or like make it very personal.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a great idea. And then also, I will say for that, you could also go on Etsy and look it up. Just as a side note, they do, I think, they can convert your like photos, I think, into like either watercolor paintings. Some people do that, or they'll convert them into like keychains, and then you could give that to people.
And then kind of along with that, you could do like paint and ornaments for you and your significant other, like paint those and have something special for like your first tree together, or something related.
No, that's a really cute idea. Okay.
And then the next category is experiences. And I always think like this is a great category because you're not actually, you know, giving some people something to like clutter their home, but it's an experience. Either they can do that by themselves or you can like come along with them. So you can always gift concert tickets. That's a good one. If you know your friend or significant other's favorite band's coming to town, getting them concert tickets. Mm-hmm. You can, I think you mentioned this earlier, but a gift card to like a cooking class, Paint and Sip. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like a short trip for you and your significant other, like, you know, a weekend trip and you have a hotel booked and little trip, or like a ski day. I think that's kind of fun too, like booking lift tickets for you and your SO.
Yeah, that would always be fun. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe like a winery tour or like a brewery tour if you guys are into that. I personally think distillery tours are really fun because I love getting to like see how everything is made. But, you know, if you guys are more into the tasting part, then I would, you know, suggest like a winery tour or like a brewery tour more than that.
Yes, actually quite a few years ago now, but a gift that I got my family was a coffee shop tour. It was a coffee shop tour and tasting of three coffee shops in the Cleveland area. So you would go to each of those and the owner or one of the coffee bean roasters will tell you about their beans, the roasting process, and then give you samples. So you went like to three different coffee shops. So that was like really fun. Learned a lot about coffee, and also you learn which coffee you like, which coffee you don't like. So I think even just looking up what activities are going on in your city in the next few months and seeing if any of that interests you or whoever you're gifting it to.
Oh, that's really cool. I think that's a really great idea. Yeah. I will also say this is like very far from that, from what we were just talking about, but maybe if like your friends or your significant others are more like thrill seekers, you could also get like maybe like a zip lining, lining gift a kayaking trip, or you could do even like a, what's it called when you like jump out of the airplane?
Oh, skydiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do a skydiving thing. I know, Shannon, you do this, but like maybe if they're like also into like rock climbing, you could like get them a rock climbing membership or something for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah. And then our last category for like friends and significant others is maybe for people who are like bougier and they like, you know, some of the like nicer things or things like that. I feel like a good gift for people, if you know them well, is like jewelry. Oh, if you know what they like. I feel like that has to be important. Like, you have to know that that's something that they will use. I mean, I think personally, something like earrings or something, or for men, I guess, like cufflinks, those are like easier to buy, or like a watch, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe nice tennis shoes if you know their style.
Yeah.
Some nice sneakers.
Yeah, you could also get them like a bottle of wine, or, you know, maybe like a whiskey decanter set or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Something like making your own cocktail set too.
Yeah.
Like fancier gear for all of that.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. And also, I don't know if this is like really for friends or significant others. I think it could be, but maybe like a pizza making kit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
If they're into cooking.
Yeah. Like fancy kitchenware items. Like a KitchenAid mixer.
Oh.
That's good.
That would be a good gift.
Really bougie.
Yeah, that's very bougie, but it's a good gift for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure anyone would appreciate it. Yeah.
And I think talking about all of that kind of reminds me, you can always give edible gifts too if you want to make some sort of like Christmas cookie, Christmas bark, or even just like something that's pre-made. Like, you can give edible gifts too, like one of those popcorn packs with different types of popcorn in them.
Oh,
that's
pretty
easy. It could be like a movie themed gift with like a gift card to a movie theater, or like maybe their favorite movie on DVD.
Yeah, no, that's always a good gift idea, is like, I guess, like a themed gift. I love a themed gift. Like, you could do like a You could make like a picnic basket or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like
that's
that.
That's cute.
Yeah. But
awesome.
Yeah.
I think that sums up our gift ideas for friends and significant others. So now we're going to move into gifts for parents. And this is a little bit trickier, but I think such an easy gift, socks. And parents like practical gifts, I think, a lot of the time. So mm-hmm. Nice wool socks. Darn Tough is a good brand, or Smart Wool if you're looking for good wool socks, and they hold up.
Yeah. And then something related to socks that I think is sometimes a good gift mm-hmm. would be like any type of like thick gloves or something, or like a beanie, like mm-hmm. one of those like lined beanies, like fleece lined beanies.
Yes. And then kind of related, but I think a self-care basket for your mom is a cute idea too, because you could like have socks in it. You could have nice lotion. Like we talked about before, like bubble bath, maybe a favorite book. So you can do a little basket.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. Another gift idea could be like a date night experience for your parents. Like encourage them to like, you know, get out of the house and go on a little date night for themselves. So something you could do could be like, you know, give them movie tickets and like a gift card to like a restaurant that they like, or something similar, like getting them play tickets or mm-hmm. like some type of show tickets that you know that they will use. And then also with like, you know, maybe a gift card to a restaurant, or, you know, if they're like into cocktails or something, a gift card to like a cocktail bar.
Yes. You can also give your parents homeware items. So this can be anything from decor, like a nice clock or picture frame, or maybe an ornament for the tree mm-hmm. to items for the kitchen. It can be like an immersion blender for making soup, or an air fryer, or like something maybe your parents have been talking about that they need, but they haven't bought yet.
Yeah. I think maybe this is like going out kind of prematurely, but like, for example, like my mom has been talking about getting one of those like toaster ovens that has like slots. Like it like comes out and it's like a mini oven, but then there's mm-hmm. also slots on top where you can like toast bread or bagels or something and it goes down. Mm-hmm. So something like that, because I know she's like not really buying it for herself. Just stuff like that. Or maybe like if your parents are like really into like movies or popcorn, you could also get them like a popcorn maker.
That is a good idea, a popcorn maker. And then if you had to do like a movie basket, you could also get like their favorite sweet.
Yeah.
I know my parents love watching movies, so this is like great ideas.
And then also if they're like really into cooking, which I'm sure most people mm-hmm. are, or if they're really into like making their own like homemade things, you can get them like a pasta maker, like so they can make their own pasta, things mm-hmm. like that. Or even like, if you like, you could go in with your siblings on this, maybe especially like if you're like younger or early in your career or not like working yet, you could go in with your siblings on like one of those like Dutch ovens, like a Le Creuset Dutch oven.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for making bread.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And stews and just like just like a lot of things in general, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something related, it would be a bigger purchase, but like a griddle top for the stove mm-hmm. so they can make like pancakes and breakfast foods.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've seen mm-hmm. a lot of people also get those like Blackstone grills. I don't know how much they are, but they mm-hmm. look intriguing.
Yes, that I've seen those around too. You can give them like grill related items too, like any utensils that they might be missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Nice. And then the last category for parents is for maybe more outdoorsy parents. I think for, you know, the whoever's the most handiest in the family, mom or dad, tools are a good idea. Mm-hmm. If they're missing a particular tool in their tool set, or if they need like a new tool set. Something I learned is like there's different brands of tools, like, you know, drills and everything in that category. And if they take batteries, like battery system's different. So if you want to like make all of their tools a uniform brand, I think that's helpful. And then you can also give like if they work on cars, something car related, mm-hmm. like maybe it kind of looks like a little sled with wheels, but like one of the things you lay down on so then you can like easily roll under a car and get them a headlamp or anything like that for working on different things around the house.
Yeah. And then also, if they're like into gardening, you could get them something for their greenhouse, or you could get like a wheelbarrow, or like even like something that's very, very practical and good for the environment would be like a composting bin.
Yes, I was about to say that. One of the nice rotating composting bins.
Yes, exactly. Not like the tiny one that we had in our apartment.
Yes.
But that one was good too. And maybe like a nice little newer like watering can, or like attachments for like their hose or something.
Yeah. All good ideas. And now we're going to move on to what I consider the hardest group to buy for, which is gifts for siblings. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I know this changes drastically based on the age of your sibling and like where they are in their stage of life. So I'm going to start off with like funny gifts, because I think this is a classic, especially if you have that relationship with your sibling. You can get them something funny, like a pet rock. It's a good gift. Also good for like white elephants.
Yeah. Yeah. Also maybe like a toilet mug. I've gotten one of those from Amazon. It literally looks like a toilet. So if you put coffee in it, it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like actually hilarious. So yeah. And then also like, I know you could also do this for friends as well, or like white elephants, but you can have like a potato with something like written on it shipped to someone's house. So yes. I think that's really funny.
Yeah. Or you can get them a food item that they really like or think would be fun to cook with. Last year, my brother got me soy curls, which I think is funny.
Have you used them?
No.
Are they frozen or dried?
They're dried, so they kind of have an indefinite shelf life. I don't know. I feel like I might be way past the expiration date now, though.
You should look up how to use them. Maybe that will help.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Actually, on a related note, so I guess we'll go back. If you have like college age siblings, or I would say high school age siblings too, you can get them college merch or clothing from whatever school that you're going to or that they're interested in going to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's always a good idea, because like college students and high school students are always looking for that kind of thing. Or even just like, I think like clothing in general is like always a good idea, like a nice sweatshirt, or like, especially for people who like being like comfortable, like, you know, nice sweatshirt, nice sweatpants, maybe like pajamas or something.
Oh, yeah. Or a beanie or something like that.
Yeah.
And then if your sibling is college age, or maybe just started moving out in the first apartment, you could get them like first apartment things, maybe a cookbook of simple recipes.
Oh, that's such a good idea. And then especially if they're like in college, they probably only have like one pan and like one spatula. So you could get them more pans. You could get them like a coffee maker if they don't have one. I think in college I could have used more. I think we needed like boxes and stuff. So things that are practical that like, you know, that they will need. Maybe like if they don't have like a TV in their apartment, you could like get them a small TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even items, other practical items like a tote bag or a nice blanket, a nice water ball, something, you know, that they're going to use like on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you could also get them like other, I guess, coffee related items. Like one time Tiffany sent me like a Atlas coffee subscription. So I think like if they're really into coffee, this is probably not that great of a gift for like a college age person, because I doubt college age people are making like fresh coffee from like, what's it called? Like, just whole beans on a daily basis. Yeah, probably not. Probably less likely. But like as an adult, it's like a good idea, because they can try like different kinds of coffee.
Yes. If you're curious in the different types of ways to make coffee, you can actually listen to one of our past episodes, and maybe it'll help you just decide if you want to get someone like a pour over versus a French press versus a percolator.
Yeah.
But yeah, all coffee related items are great, because I know my brother is super into coffee. You can even get them a hand grinder for coffee beans and maybe a bag of locally roasted beans for them.
Even like a, what's it called? Like a hand whisk or maybe like a milk frother is always a good gift too, because then they can not only make like a cup of coffee, but they can make more like specialty drinks at home.
Oh, yeah. And like matcha too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matcha is always a good gift idea. Like with the matcha whisk and stuff. Although personally, I don't think you need the whisk. Mm-hmm. But like if they're really into that kind of thing, then they'll probably want the whisk.
Yes. And if they're not in a coffee, you could go down the tea route. Either like nice, you know, loose leaf tea and a tea strainer, or, you know, cocktail related items too.
Yeah. You could also get them their own like beer making kit. I feel like if they're into beer, they would be into that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then other items that you could get them could also be like other experiences. So listen back to what we talked about with their friends and significant others for maybe some more experience ideas. It just depends on like, you know, what they're into. You could also do an experience for like your whole family with this gift.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like a family gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think like taking your whole family to like maybe like a show or something is always a good idea. Or even like a dinner cruise sometimes is like an idea for a family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could also go the route of like giving them a subscription. I know Emma mentioned coffee subscription. This isn't exactly for siblings, but it came up in my mind, maybe for like a grandparent, you could do a fruit subscription, like get different seasonal fruit. We did that for my grandma one year.
Wait, I love that. That's such a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
You could also do like something also practical, like maybe like we used to do this where we would order from like Misfits Market or like Imperfect Produce. Like you could do one of those subscriptions as well. But like if they would use something like that.
One of their grocery hauls, I guess. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and Misfits Market now, like, it doesn't just send you random things. Like, you pick what you want. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. So I think that's a better gift than previously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the last category is just, like, gifts for your coworkers or your boss. So most of the time, I think just like a really practical gift could be like gift cards. Mm-hmm. It could be like a gift card to like a local restaurant or like a coffee shop, or, you know, just like a Visa gift card or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's best to keep it pretty simple and easy. You could also make baked goods. So one year when I was working at Montana State for the supervisor, I made like chocolate chip cookies and put them in like a nice glass jar with like some decoration on it. So keep it pretty simple. You could also do like a big fruit basket, or if you like a particular type of food, like do a basket too.
Yeah. And then along the same lines, you could also like make something for like your whole office. Maybe like the day before you go on holiday break or something, or before like everyone leaves for the holidays, you could like bake a little something, like maybe bake like a pie, or just like, you know, again, like cookies or brownies, things like that. Or just like maybe an assortment of things. Like I think one time I made like chocolate truffles or something, and like when I was working, I made like chocolate truffles and I like brought them in.
I think that sums up our episode, and I know this gave me a lot of gift ideas for my personal life, just talking all of these through. And we hope this gave you some inspiration for the holidays as we approach Christmas. So we hope you enjoy listening to our podcast this year, 2023. And we wish you happy holidays, and we'll see you again in 2024.
Whoa, bye. Okay, bye.